DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello there, it's Andrew, and I'm back to you with some answers to our questions from earlier on. So let's get started. Question one, I asked you if you could name all the prime ministers since 1979. I'm sure you could. Here we go, a bit of a long answer, so get ready. Margaret Thatcher was 79 to 90. John Major, 90 to 97. Tony Blair, 97 to 2007. Gordon Brown, 2007 to 2010. David Cameron, 2010-2016. Theresa May, 16 to 19. Boris Johnson, 19 to 22. Liz Truss, just a few days in 22. Rishi Sunak, 22 to 24. And Keir Starmer, 24 until the time I'm speaking to you. Do you know that's 32 years of Conservative rule and 15 years of Labour? Anyway, moving on. If you got all of that, very, very well done. And I think you could probably give yourselves at least 10 points. Question two, I asked you about the European city built on 14 islands. Well, it is Stockholm in Sweden. Sorry if you thought it might be Venice, that would make sense, but that's actually built on 117 islands, would you believe? My lovely goddaughter lives in Stockholm, so I get to visit it at least once a year. And if you like travelling, well worth a visit. Question three, I asked you about the first naval battle of the Second World War. Well, the Battle of the River Plate took place on the 13th of December 1939, and it involved the German battleship the Graf Spee, which was sunk with a loss of 36 lives, and it happened off the coast of Montevideo in Uruguay. And three British ships, the Ajax, the Achilles and the Exeter, engaged her. Unfortunately, those three ships together losing 72 lives in the battle. Question four, mathematics, and I asked you about the next prime number after 100, and it's 101. In case you were stumped by prime numbers, a prime number is a number that can only be divided by itself and the number one. Question five, literature and Shakespeare's plays and modern day countries was the question. I guess the first trick would have been to identify the plays. Well, they are The Two Gentlemen of Verona and The Merchant of Venice, both of those places being in modern day Italy. Pericles, the Prince of Tyre, and Tyre would now be in modern day Lebanon. Timon or Timon of Athens in modern day Greece. And the Merry Wives of Windsor in modern day England or United Kingdom. So give yourselves a point for the plays, give yourself a point for the countries and rack up a wonderful score. Question six was about the New York City Underground Station network. Well, at the last count, it was around 425 stations. If you give me a number anywhere near that, you can certainly have the points. But then they have these strange link stations and it counts up to over 470, so it gets weirder by the minute. But either way, if you're in that ballpark, you can have the points. The network itself was first opened in October 1904. And although it's known as the subway, close to 40% of its tracks are actually on or above ground level. And just for comparison, the London Underground has around 270 stations. Anyway, moving on. Question seven. I asked you which sport was played on the largest pitch. Well, it's polo. is played on a pitch that is typically 300 yards long and 160 yards wide. Now, some people may have argued things like golf use a lot more space. They do. However, we don't ever call it a golf pitch. We call it a golf course. So I think that we're safe by saying polo is our answer. Question 8 and films. Well, in 1963, the film The Great Escape was released and Steve McQueen played Captain Virgil Hiltz, who in the film is nicknamed the Cooler King. Why? Well, he was forever being sent to solitary confinement, which was better known as the Cooler. He actually, or the character, was based on the real-life hero, William Ash, who was also nicknamed the Cooler King. So it wasn't just a name for the film. Question 9, I asked you about Postman Pat. Well, the village Postman Pat lives and works in is Greendale, and it's supposedly situated on the border of Cumbria and North Yorkshire. The village in the stories is actually inspired by the real village and valley, that's a tricky one to say, isn't it, of Longsleddale, and I will have said that completely wrong, so anybody living or knowing the area, my apologies straight away, but that is near Kendal in the Lake District. And some of the imagery in the animation is taken directly from the real life signs and scenes. Question 10. I did enjoy finding this question. So I asked you, where in the world could you be celebrating your second birthday after only being 2 days old? Well, it's a dying tradition now, but in South Korea, their traditional birthday counting system was that you were aged one on the day of your birthday. And then your age increased by one on each 1st of January, which is the day that everyone celebrated their birthday. So if you were born on the 31st of December, you would be aged one. And then the next morning you would wake up and it would be your birthday. So you would then be age two. Yet you would have only been 2 days old. Probably good that that tradition is dying out, really, because it must have caused some great confusion. And they now typically follow the same mechanisms for birthday and counting as we all do. Well, that's the end of our quiz for this time. I hope you've enjoyed it. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you very soon with another one. Bye for now.
TNS Soundings.